Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin, and today I have with me Seb Saloua, who owns a full-service agency called Brigade Web. So today we're going to be learning about Seb's journey of growing his agency and some learning lessons he's learned along the way. So I'm really excited to get into it. So to start off, Seb, I'd love to know what really motivates or inspires you as an agency owner.
That's a great question. I think the main joy I get from running the agency is to be able to build brands and see them grow. Mm-hmm. We help our clients with a lot of services, but our main focus is always on watching the brand grow as much as we can. So even if sometimes we only do a website or it's only taking care of social, it's always geared towards how can we use our tools to make that brand to expand, to make it bigger, to make it seem, let's say, more professional, depending on the case, but just to be able to contribute to a business branding in the large sense of the word is what I take the most pride in. And this is really the most fun for me.
Yeah, I love that. You just, it sounds like you genuinely love helping other businesses to grow, and you just get that so much satisfaction from seeing that growth at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So very cool. And tell us, your story. How did you get into starting Brigade Web? What was that story like for you?
Yes, well, long story short, I come from a financial background. So I have I used to be in investment. So I used to sell investment at a large bank.
And
okay. That was my first real job out of college. And I did less than a year over there. Not necessarily because the work wasn't fun, or I was just at the wrong place. Deep inside of me, I knew that really wasn't what I wanted to do.
Right.
And then the job I had, I was meeting with a lot of the wealthy clients, and it just felt I was on the wrong side of the table.
Right.
Like, I knew if I always had not really about the money, but more about the business side. So most of the clients I was working with were business owner. And I felt like, well, if I want to be like them, I can't be sitting on this side of the table. I need to try to get on their side. So
yeah,
I quit that job after 11 months and not really knowing what I was going to do, but I just knew the longer I would stay at that bank, the harder it would be to leave. So I just jumped. And during that span of 3 years, I just started an online blog. That was the first thing I did. Since I knew a lot about finance, I started writing a blog, and it got picked up by, ask me how, because I was posting on Twitter by a hedge fund that read my articles, that you write really well. Would you be interesting to write for us? So that was my first gig of, let's say, online marketing. So I was writing articles for that hedge fund.
Yep.
And that's really when my mind started to really understand, okay, like why are they paying somebody to write articles? Like, what's the marketing idea behind that? And then from that, I started an e-commerce with my girlfriend and we started a bunch of online businesses. Mm-hmm. So I had to do all the websites, do the branding, do everything, the social media. So during that 3 years, I just took a deep dive into everything that was online businesses. And I really find myself having a natural skills for building websites. So that's how the agency started.
Interesting.
It started with mostly one service, which was building websites. And I started with the people around me I knew that didn't have a website. I just said, let me build a website. And then it just grew from there. And then the services expanded. And then my name became a household name, let's say, in my areas for somebody that could build great websites. And then it grew into Brigade Web, which is now an agency. And so that was 8 years ago.
That's so interesting. So it sounds like, you know, you knew you wanted to be an entrepreneur,
yes,
but you didn't really know with what you were going to do. And then exactly. you just kind of, you know, just kept at it and then found your path and then, yeah. And then started the agency.
Yes.
Yeah. So cool. I love that. And then, so what were some ways that you worked to grow the agency? You know, how were you continuing to bring in leads, you know, from, you know, when you first started versus now? How has that strategy evolved?
It evolved, but it's pretty much based on the same principles. A lot of the work I do and the leads that come in are a lot of word of mouth. So we try to get, every time I do a project for a client, I always try to get references or ask them if they knew somebody like them that could use our services.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I did and then we still do today is we create a lot of content explaining the work we do. So when I was working with, say, in the beginning with a client, I always did a video saying, we just built, let's say, this website for this new client. Here's the client. And then we would, it would sort of be like in a vlog style. So mm-hmm. it's me getting filmed by Albert, who now works with us full time. And it was me going in, let's say, to the local restaurant. Here's that restaurant. We talk about a little bit of their history. And then I explain, well, they had an old website. This is a new website. This is how we decided to go with that look, that design. And this is what it's going to bring in as far as a new, not new revenue, but the new look of the website. The advantage mm-hmm. of working with us. And every time I did a video like this, I would always get a new client. It was
interesting.
Like clockwork. So today we don't necessarily do a video per client, but we're very active on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And on TikTok, we post everything we know. So we explain, let's say, Google Ads, how it works, what you should look out for. And it's never we never sell our services that way. We just explain our expertise and we just get leads from let's say somebody is going to write us an email, say, I saw your video on TikTok. You look like you know what you're doing. Could you help us with X, Y, and Z?
Interesting. That's so cool. Yeah. Love it. All right. And then, so I know you mentioned word of mouth. So, you know, those referrals is a big way that you guys grow your agency.
Yes.
So how do you, you know, ensure that your clients are going to be happy? How do you keep your clients happy so that they're going to continue to bring in referrals for you?
We're very focused on being fast. So
interesting.
From when I started with the website in my local area, and what I found was there was three or four main agencies that were relatively big, like 20, 25 employees, and they do great work. Like they're really good. But from what I was hearing is that, well, if you call them, it's either a voicemail or it's the secretary. And then if you want to get something done, well, okay, we're going to call you back. And then it really took a long time. So from the beginning, I was like, okay, if somebody deals with us, we get an email, even if we're not going to handle that, that request right away, we'll reply very fast. Got it. We'll work on it. Let's say this week, we'll get back with you. If somebody calls, we're really fast on answering.
Mm-hmm.
It might look small, but people know that if you have something, you can reach us anytime.
Yeah.
But within the business hour, because we set limits too, because that in the beginning, it was a mistake because I was getting called, not 24/7, but getting calls at night and I had to set boundaries. And this is something that we put, but we are very fast. So this, it's not everything, but I know that the clients appreciate it really.
Yeah.
And The other thing we are focused on to answer your question, to keep the clients happy, is we've always branded ourselves as, well, I'm a geek, like deep in my heart, like I'm a geek, but
yeah,
we're never pushing our services as geeks. We're pushing our services that we're here to help you and we understand your business. So people that deal with us, the feeling, the feedback we've had is, well, we know what they're doing because they explain it very well. It's not like, because you can get real technical with a website or even with a Google Ads account structure, whatever, but mm-hmm. we all make sure that they understand what we're doing, what they're paying for. And we make sure they understand that, well, what we do is to help your business achieve X, Y, and Z. And that X, Y, and Z is something that we've discovered with them during the meetings. So everything is geared toward a goal that they told us. And we make sure they understand it really properly. And that relationship makes that, well, when you deal with us, we're not a service provider, more like a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that relationship really helped us build like long lasting relationship with clients that it's hard to, it with our, because we, how can I put it? We have a lot of services. Like we also do like professional photos, videos, ads, mm-hmm. but we rarely offer them in a single product because we try to become like your marketing department. So
yep.
we'll come in and say, let's say somebody comes in for a website. Perfect. But let's dig deep and see, what are you doing? Like, why do you need a website? And do you need, maybe, because we did meetings where clients say, I'm coming for a website. And then we just figured out, well, right now you don't really need a website. You mostly need socials, let's say.
Right.
So we try to become that marketing department where we take care of everything.
Yeah.
By doing that, well, they have one service provider that takes care of everything. And since that entire marketing needs that needs to be fulfilled, well, mm-hmm. it's so big that we become like a part of the business. So by having yeah. that kind of relationship, if another agency were to come in, it'd be hard to push us off because it's not about prices anymore. It's about a relationship, and it's about, we know the ins and outs of that business so deeply that
yeah.
to change our agency would be a real asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that it makes so much sense, and it really makes your clients' life so much easier whenever they're just able to come to one professional. You guys are able to handle all their digital marketing needs. And then of course, like an added benefit is that they are going to be a lot more loyal to you as long as you're able to, you know, ensure that they're happy with the services that you're offering. Chances are they're going to stay a client of yours for a long time.
Absolutely. And the benefit on our side is we have way less client.
Right.
So much more for individual clients that we're not dealing with 100 different businesses. We might be dealing with 15 businesses that we know the ins and outs really well.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And I really liked how you were kind of differentiating yourselves from other agencies out there by saying that you guys are fast, because, I think that is so important. Even if, you know, you're not able to do the job, you know, then and there, but if you're able to get back to them quickly and know, like, you know, like we're on it, like we hear you, you've responded. I think that's such a great way to just help keep your clients happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love that. So where do you see your agency in 5 years' time? What are your goals?
Great question. We have, before we started recording, we talked a little bit about how Brigada Web is structured. And the goal has always been, we're not trying to be the biggest, but we're trying to become the best.
Mm-hmm.
We're far from the best right now, but it's always our aim to become the best. And we've always make sure to take it slow also. Like tomorrow we could hire somebody that would just do sales and start cold calling or just trying to sell services to everybody. Mm-hmm. But that's not really what we want to do, because we want to make sure the few clients we have are taken care of really well. And then the other part of agency, I've always told myself, well, if we're that good or good enough to really do marketing and do online marketing for businesses, we should be able to put those skills at work for other projects. And since I have a big, how can I put it? I really enjoy like building businesses. So the entrepreneurship is deep inside of me. So what we've been doing is throughout the time, we're trying to say, okay, well, what project could we start with our skills that are related to Brigade Web? What could we start as businesses that eventually could become their own entities? Mm-hmm. Right now, we've built two other ones. So we have the box, the gift box business, which is basically we source local products and we source them also from our clients, because we have clients that sells goods, let's say a coffee shop that sells coffee.
Yeah.
So we put together a box full of local products and we sell them to businesses mostly. So Christmas time is our biggest season because it's a great corporate gift. Mm-hmm. So banks or anybody that has a business that wants to give either the clients, the employees, or their partners some gifts, well, it's we take care of everything. So you have a great gift you can give, and they buy it by 50 at a time, 100 at a time, even like 200 and 300 at a time. And for us, it's just another way, well, to showcase our expertise, because the whole business is based on online and branding. So we do the whole website, we do the promotion on social media, we run the ads, and then we use our own clients to add more value and say, well, we're going to put you in our box. So that's going to give us, well, more sales for you. That's going to give you bigger exposure also on social media. And it's a great way to, like I said, to showcase expertise. So that's the first one we did.
Very
and
cool.
Then the other one we started this year is a screen printing shop.
Okay. So
a client of ours, which also happens to be a good friend of mine, who had a clothing store for more than 20 years. And his expertise in clothing and our expertise in marketing, we put ourselves together and he came up to us and said, we would be the perfect combination to run a screen printing shop because you have all the design expertise and I have all the clothing expertise. And for us, it was like, we thought about it, it was like, well, it's perfect because all our clients buy merch. They all mm-hmm. do custom clothing. So it's just another service that we can offer. And so we just put ourselves together and now this business is its own entity right now. And we just move our offices because Brigade Web doesn't have any offices. We just work in coffees. We never needed an office.
Yep.
But right now it's like, okay, if we're going to have a physical place for the screen printing, let's just move our operations in-house. So right now we're in the local you see behind me is basically a screen printing shop business. And it's just perfect because it took us like 6 months to really start it. And right now, well, when people come in to get shirts, well, they say, oh, you guys do website also. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Or if somebody comes in for a shirt, for a website, it's like, oh, you do shirts also. Great. I'm going to do my merch over here. So it's really a business that those two businesses fit really well. So this is the vision we have for Brigade Web is to keep trying to become the best, not necessarily be the biggest. And we don't have any numbers, let's say, we're trying to grow to this many employee or this many clients. We just want to make sure that we're working on become the best and best serve our clients. And they're going to grow the way they always kept growing, which is mostly organically.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we have opportunities to use our skills to either start business or join other businesses as partners, well, this is what we're going to do.
Interesting. Okay. Very cool. So you've got the screen printing and then the gift boxes as you know, complimentary services to your digital marketing services as well.
Exactly. And we're closing on a deal right now. There's a new travel agency that's being formed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Brigade Web would come in as not a service provider, but a limited partner in that businesses. In that mm-hmm. business, and instead of them being our clients, well, we would work on the digital marketing side of that business, but we would own part of the agency, the travel agency also. So this is what we're trying to do when we see fit, and we always branded ourselves like that. Like, people know you could either be a client, but we are open to see if there's more, because sometimes, like that travel agency, it's a great fit. We know the founder very, very well. They know us. And it's like, well, instead of hiring you, we're going to give you equity in the business.
Yeah. Very cool. Love it.
So that's awesome. The vision.
So yeah.
Keep growing the client side, but also look for opportunities to join other businesses as part.
Right. Yeah. That's a really cool vision. I love that. Yeah. And then, so what would you say has been the single, you know, biggest challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown your agency? And how have you overcome that challenge?
One of the biggest, one of the biggest challenges I've had when I started it, I was doing so much for so little.
Right.
And it was hard to, because we have clients that have been there since the beginning. So they've been there for like 8 years. But the first clients, I love them to death and they love me to death also, but when they used to a certain level of service for a certain price, which right now makes no sense because that was just the rate when you start, I was just happy to get a client for X amount of money. But right now, if you're trying to give a fair price, the difference might be quite high. So one of the challenges was, well, how do we still keep those clients, keep them happy, but also charge a fair price that makes sense for us also.
Yes.
And the way we're working on fixing that is with Jesse, which is a partner in the business. That's one of her main jobs, to really deal with the clients, explain them how, well, they've been clients for a long time. And this is the new structure we have. This is the new structure fee we have right now. So one of our job is to meet with every client, make sure they're happy, and also explain how there's going to be price increases. Not right now, but like eventually, and then eventually also in the future, like price is just going to keep increasing just like anything else. But yes, that's it's one of the big challenges. But it's also one of the greatest opportunity, because once she does those meetings, well, clients usually understand. They're like, yeah, of course, that makes sense. Like, both prices are fair. And just by doing that, this is one of the main goals for 2023, is to go around all the clients we have. And if we can just get half of them to increase prices a little bit, that's a huge win for us without getting any new clients.
Very good. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly. So we'll be moving on to the fast five, your five rapid fire questions. So what would you say has been a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
It would be Anti-Fragile by Nassim Taleb. It's a book that applies, it's basically a philosophy that applies as much in life, finance, or businesses. And basically the concept is, well, something that's fragile is, well, if you shake it, it's gonna break it.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of that, well, what we might think is something that's robust. So if you shake it, it's not gonna break. But something that's anti-fragile is, if you shake it, it's gonna get stronger.
Interesting.
Well, the concept is related to business, is how can you build a business that's at first not going to be fragile? So an example of that would be, well, if we would have one client that represents 50% of our revenue, the business would be considered fragile, because if we lose that client, well,
yeah,
we're going to be in trouble. So you try to move everything from your life and then business from fragile to robust, and then eventually something's gonna go that you aim, it's really hard to be anti-fragile. So if something bad happens, you're just gonna get stronger from that.
Interesting.
But from what we've been doing, it's like, okay, well, we have clients, but now we have other businesses that generate revenue for us. So even if we, well, let me take a step back. We have clients, so we make sure we don't have one client that represents too big of a percentage of our revenue. So if we lose one of clients, it's not going to put us in jeopardy.
Yeah.
So the first step. And then it's like, okay, how can we become even more robust? Well, we have different revenue streams coming from for our two other businesses we own. And those allow us to be even more stronger than if we lose clients or if we lose our clients, well, we have that coming in. So we have two main revenue sources that help us grow. Mm-hmm. And then it's just to keep iterating and thinking of, okay, how can we just become a business that no matter what happens, we'll still be in business and we'll still be able to grow. So that book is, it's way deeper than that, but that's one of the main concepts of it.
Yeah, perfect. I love it. And what does your morning routine look like?
I don't have a specific morning routine, nothing special. Basically, I wake up around 7:30, 8, and then I just shower, drink water, and then head to the office. That's pretty much it. And then every morning we have our morning meetings, mm-hmm. where we plan out the day. So we, me, Jess, and Albert, we just lay out all the tasks we have for the day and the upcoming days. And it's a short meeting. That's about, we try to keep our meetings as short as possible. So it's about 20 minutes max. And then, okay, what's my task? What's Jesse's task? What's Albert's task? Are you good? Do you need help with this one? Like, everybody's going to make sure if anybody needs help with anything. And then we just go about our days filling those tasks. So that's pretty much how the day goes.
Very good. Okay. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yes, it's Andrew Wilkinson.
Okay.
He owns tiny.com or tiny.co. It's based, the model we have as an agency of having clients and then starting businesses, I really got that from him. He started as a designer and he got his agency growing really big. And then eventually they started a side project. So one of his first side projects was to build Shopify store templates. So on Shopify, you can buy like a pre-made theme, basically. Mm-hmm. You build a website. So he started selling that as a side project inside of his agency. And then it just grew really big. And then he said, okay, what else can I do? And it just grew in a way that right now he owns, I think, 11 different agencies.
Oh, wow.
And probably as many other type of different businesses that start e-commerce or a bunch of different businesses that just grew from his agency expertise and then diversified into growing that. So that's really who I'm modeling Brigade Web. I'm trying to get somewhere close to him.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. And what is your favorite online tool?
It would be Notion right now.
Okay.
Notion is, I don't know. Do you know about Notion?
No, I don't use Notion.
No, Notion is like a mix of, it's close to, let's say, Asana or money.com.
Okay. Yep.
But
project management tool.
Yeah, exactly. But it's way more customizable. So okay. You can start a blank template and create everything in it. Well, that's what we use. We keep it very simple, but all our morning routines, all our tasks are done in Notion. So at any time of the day, I know exactly what I have to do. And I also know what everybody in my team has to do. So
got it.
The whole business runs on Notion, and it's how we keep track of everything that needs to be done.
Perfect. Okay. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
It's a great question. If I go back to the really, really beginning, it's that there's a lot of space for anybody trying to do it. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, I saw that there was already a bunch of agency there. And not that I didn't believe it, but I was like, that might be rough because there's already a lot of people doing it. But there's so many businesses that are underserved or not served at all that need good online marketing, that right now I'm just thinking that there's anybody could, not anybody, but a lot of people could start that, because there's no way we can reach all those businesses.
Yes, exactly. There's
so many people that need help.
Yeah. Don't have that limited mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's so much business to go around.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we haven't even made, in my head, we haven't even made a dent in what's possible, even though we've did some pretty good things. But yeah.
Yeah. No, it's so true. You gotta think big, and then that's how you'll grow your business directly related to that mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today's episode, Seb. It was a pleasure to learn about your story and your journey of growing Brigade Web. So thank you again for joining me for today's show.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.